Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is the Good Health Granny, and I wanted to share with you a new idea today. First off, let me tell you who I am. My purpose is to serve grandparents who want to leave a legacy of good health to their grandkids. I have a passion to save the lives of this new generation of children. They need us with our wisdom and our experience to teach them ways that they can protect their own health, because we're not always going to be there to help make that happen. But they have to hear us in order for that to work. We have to find ways to get closer to them so that we can nudge them toward making better lifestyle choices. In today's world, the normal choice is always fast. It's fast food, fast communication. And what we've created is a disconnect with the people around us. I can see how this trend is literally ruining our most precious resource, and that's our grandkids. We really have a mission and a responsibility to this new generation of children to snatch them away from these destructive lifestyles. They don't know that the lifestyles they're choosing is really killing them before their time. And I mean that literally. It's literally killing them before their time. My vision is to empower grandparents, people of my generation, to become heroes in the lives of their grandkids. Because I know that if we don't stop this trend, the prediction of Dr. Richard Carmona, who was a former Surgeon General, of this generation being the first generation of children to live shorter life expectancies or to have shorter life expectancies than their parents, that's going to come true, and that just can't happen. We've got to take action and stop it. So that's where the Good Health Granny comes from. It's my way of changing that prediction around. And I want to do that by building a movement of grandparents. You can actually call it grandparent power. A lot of people might ask, how? I mean, it looks almost like an impossible task because of the way the world's going, but it's not. We do have the power to make this change. But we can do that by using one idea at a time to change the future. Today's idea is exploring ways to build confidence in our grandkids. First, let's look at and chat about what confidence really is. Even though it's confused a lot of times with self-esteem, there is a huge difference, and the difference is really important. Confidence is the belief that in one's ability to accomplish a specific task. Our task, plural, that means confidence is built as skills are mastered. So to build confidence in our grandkids means that we have to help them master skills to prepare them for the future. Self-esteem, on the other hand, is a perception that one has about oneself. So if you think you are Queen Bee, that's what you're going to be in your own mind. But if you have a low self-esteem, then that's also what you're going to manifest in your life. In a future show, we'll talk more about the difference between self-esteem and confidence, because there really is a big difference in that, and most people don't really think about it, or they don't really know it. Now, let's get back to confidence. Second, let's look at why it's important for a child to grow up with confidence. Confident people have shared character traits that when present in a person's character makeup, success is almost easy. So let's take a look. Confident people like to start things. They're not shy about striking out on a new idea, excuse me, even when those around them are still thinking about the idea or even criticizing it. Confident people have the ability to stand up for themselves. Confidence allows them to stand firm in their decisions, even in the face of criticism or doubt. Confident people have the ability to say no. This is something that's really hard for a lot of people to say, is no. Certain personalities, I'm one of, it's hard to say no to people that you care about. But there's times that it's important to say no, because it's not in your best interest to do what somebody is asking you to do. A confident person can say no and not feel guilty about it. Yeah. Confident people also have the ability to say yes when an opportunity arises. Seldom do they miss an opportunity or an option because they're too shy at reaching out and taking what they want, what's in front of them. Confident people overcome fear. Fear is a killer of people's success. Being afraid to try something before you even start, you have failed. So it's important to have the confidence to start, to not be paralyzed from fear. And confident people don't have that obstacle in front of them. Confident people believe in themselves. Success happens to people that believe in themselves and their ability to master the task at hand. That's just, I mean, you can see that when you look at somebody that's confident, you see that they have had the ability to believe in themselves, that they can do this. Confident people set high standards for themselves. Lack of confidence leads to weak goals. It leads to setting a bar too low to be able to be willing to settle for mediocrity. So confident people don't have that problem. They set higher standards for themselves. Confident people stretch their limits. By stretching limits, you increase them. You're stronger than you think. Most of us are stronger than we actually think. So having confidence means that we believe that we are stronger, that we can try something and we can succeed at it. Confident people have courage to ask questions. They have the courage to ask for what they want. This is another area that a lot of people struggle with. Confident people believe in success. They believe in winning. And more importantly, they believe in their ability to succeed, their ability to win. Now, grandparents, what grandparent doesn't want these character traits, these emotional skills, to be built in their grandkids? Sometimes we feel hopeless that we don't know how to help them reach that. But we are more powerful than we think we are. And I have some suggestions on what we can do. See if one of them fits into your relationship with your grandchild. Let's start off with praising them. We need to find specific achievements that we can praise them about. If you can't think of anything, build something, create something, create a task that you know they can be successful at, that they can achieve, show them how to set that goal, and then they can achieve it. That builds their confidence and their abilities and their skill level. But you have to be mindful of when and how often you deliver a phrase that keeps your grandchild from having a reaction of, oh, you're just saying that because you're my grandma. Yeah, because that's not building confidence in them. They think, well, they feel like that they're being patronized. So you have to be careful about what it is that you praise them about. Make sure that it's real, that they feel like they have accomplished something. Now, if they can picture it, they're going to attempt it. They're going to try it. So help them build visions centered around their likes and their dislikes, their skills and their abilities. You aren't going to build a vision for one of them to become a concert pianist, for instance, if they're a jock and they have no interest in music. So find their skills, their abilities, their likes, their dislikes, and then build a vision for them. And get them to participate in that vision so that it becomes theirs. an idea on how you can actually help your grandchild build confidence in themselves. Because all of us have blue days. So your grandchild, that could knock them down if they have a blue day and they lose some of their confidence. So build make a compliment box for your grandchild. Ask your grandkids, what is it about themselves that they like? What is it about themselves that they think of they're successful in? Ask them. They'll tell you. And then write it down. Put it in a box. And then when they're feeling blue, let them pull that out. And that's going to help them get over that blue moment and not lose too much confidence in themselves. Okay. Another idea is to play student and teacher. So if you're curious about Facebook and you don't know anything about Facebook, ask your grandchild. They can help you with it, probably Instagram in their case. But go ahead and ask them, or Snapchat. but ask them for help. Ask them to show you how to do something. Ask them how to do something on the computer, usually, because that's usually where they have a lot of skills that us in my generation may not have, because we didn't have computers when we were their age. But you can also take opportunities to teach them something. Not as a know-it-all, but show them how to do something. That builds relationships, too. Not only does it help build confidence in your child because they can teach you something as the grandparent, but it helps build relationships. It makes you closer, and that's what we're trying to do. Be attentive listener. Make eye contact, ask questions, repeat back the main talking points. Now, some people might be asking how this is going to help with their child's health. But a confident kid's going to take care of themselves. They're going to be more apt to take care of themselves. This person's more apt to include their health in that. So someone who's afraid to take risk, that's not somebody that's going to step out and do something different to make their health better. So this is about a legacy, guys. This is it's not about us. Remember, we're building granny power so that we can help our grandchildren and the grandchildren of the future to live better lifestyle choices, have better lifestyle choices. I need you guys to be part of that army of grannies. So go to my Facebook page, The Good Health Granny. Like it, participate in it. You'll learn so many things from there, and I'll share with you this journey that I'm on. Now, thank you. I appreciate for you listening to my show. I appreciate your attendance. And we will see you next week on the Good Health Granny Radio Show.